This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Governor Andrew Cuomo's plan to mandate that municipalities bring ideas for shared services before voters has reached local leaders. Catskill Town Supervisor Doreen Davis explained the issue at the town's May 2nd meeting, archived in the newsroom at WGXC.org.
Okay, letter from our correspondents. I'll review. Received a letter from the county administrator regarding the countywide shared service property tax savings plan that passed in the New York State budget. This involves each county's, quote, chief executive. In our case, that would be Mr. Gerber, the county administrator, creating a panel and a board, and the board will consist of the town supervisor from each of the towns to work through opportunities. We also received a letter from the Association of Towns that described the difference between a transfer of functions and a shared service. The discussion will start. He has scheduled a series of meetings. I think the first one is May 12th. I'll share that with members of the board if one of you would like to accompany me. These are two-hour meetings. They'll be at the emergency building out in Carroll. So nothing is required, but you do need to investigate it and present a plan. So that's what we'll start on, I think, May 12th. And I'll send you the dates and the times. Okay?
Three Democratic candidates, Stephen Mitchell Brissy, Brian Flynn, and Antonio Delgado, have previously filed paperwork to run for New York's 19th congressional district against incumbent John Faso. On April 28th, six Democrats turned out to talk about their early campaigns for the Democratic nomination at the Greene County Democrats' 16th annual Salute to FDR at the Pegasus Restaurant in Coxsackie. Mostly, though, Jeff Beals from Saugerties, Patrick Ryan, Sue Sullivan from Otsego County, Brissy, Flynn, and Delgado mostly wanted to talk about Faso and their disagreements with his policies. The New York State Thruway Authority announced May 2nd that work on the rock along the I-87 thruway between Catskill and Coxsackie will occasionally stop traffic. The thruway will grind to a halt at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday beginning May 3rd and continuing through mid-July, and there will be other temporary closures. Quote, police will perform a rolling stop and hold northbound and southbound traffic for up to 15 to 20 minutes to allow construction work near the roadway to be safely performed, end quote, according to a press release from the Thruway Authority. Quote, northbound traffic will be held north of exit 21 at Catskills Route 23, and traffic will be able to get off the thruway at exit 21 in Coxsackie, north on Route 9W. Southbound traffic will be held south of exit 21B and will be able to exit onto Route 9W as well. End quote. The thruway is eliminating median rock slopes where rocks and vegetation could fall and reach roadways. The thruway has a temporary highway advisory radio on 1610 a.m. to advise motorists of impending stoppages. Debbie Mayer reports in the Columbia paper that John Kukon was appointed to the Germantown Town Board to replace Matthew Phelan, who resigned in March. Kukon is, quote, a principal in Kukon Brothers LLC, a family-owned hay and grain farm on Route 9, and a member of the Comprehensive Plan Review Committee, and his term only lasts until December. The Germantown Board also set a Tuesday, May 16th public hearing for comment on Local Law 2 of 2017, which would amend the town zoning law to regulate commercial event venues. After the public hearing, the proposed law has to pass through the Planning Board and Zoning Board of Appeals. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.